The darkness of the pandemic with his viral dance videos. And this week, he continued to lift spirits with a post that's sweeping social media. This is video of Gurdeep Pandar dancing in Canada's Yukon wilderness. It was negative 40 degrees outside. He says he posts these videos because he knows dancing is a source of joy for many. And we are so lucky to have him joining us live tonight. Thank you so much for being here. I can't remember the last time I was this excited about meeting someone on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, and it's an honor to be here on News Nation.
So you dance for joy, hope, positivity, inclusivity. Tell us about Bhangra, why you wanted to spread it to the world.
So Bhangra is a joyful dance, it's a positive dance, it's a traditional folk dance of Punjabi people from Punjab. So by dancing Bhangra, I just want to spread joy, hope, and positivity, because we all know that there are so much going on in this world. People have been so much in gloominess due to almost 2-year-long pandemic, and there are so many other things too. So with dancing Bhangra, I want to brighten those spirits up. I want to give this message that doesn't matter how hard our day is, by the end of the day, we can still find some joy.
And are you surprised it resonates with so many people? Because every time I see one of your videos, no matter how bad my day is, it does make me smile.
Oh, yes, it really resonates with people, because I receive lots and lots of handwritten letters from people in which they tell me that they had a really tough day, they had a bad day, and suddenly my video showed in their feed and they started watching it. And it just made their day. I received lots and lots of letters from the USA too, people telling me same thing, the value of positivity.
And I think we're seeing your cabin here. You live in the wilderness, you have no running water, it's below freezing temperatures in the Yukon. Why do you choose to live that way?
I was born in a village in Punjab. It was a very small community. People used to live in a traditional way. So here in Canada, I just want to live the similar, simple life. I feel that when you live this kind of simple and straightforward life, you are just happy. So that's the reason that I chose to live in such a life. And it also brings us closer to the land, closer to the nature, which is very important for our mental health and well-being, and also just overall joy and positivity.
I couldn't agree with you more. And you've given lessons to the Canadian Armed Forces, Indigenous chiefs. I've seen some of your videos where you're bringing other people in. What is that like to share in the dancing and the joy with them?
By sharing my dance with other people, I want to give this this spirit of unity, the message of unity. I want to build cross-cultural bridges, because we all know that there has been a lot of divisions in our society. We have all seen that in the news. So by dancing with the other people, people from different cultures, people from different backgrounds, I want to give the same message that when we dance together, when we bring that positivity or joyful energy out, we feel that we are one and we forget all those differences. It also helps us breaking down those barriers which divides us as people. So yeah, my only motto of doing this just to bring the sense of togetherness among people.
And tell us, what is joy and why do we need joy to survive?
It's a very good question. Joy is not like having fun, just dancing or just doing ha 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 all day long. Joy is peace of mind. Joy is like meditation. Joy when you are calm, you are grounded, when you are not worried about past, you are not worried about future. You are just having a good moment. And that is very important. That is very important for our mind. That's very important for our body. And when we have that true joy, I think everything looks good. Like that feel good moment, that is joy.
And finally, before I let you go, for those of us having a really hard day or a really hard week, what would be your words of wisdom to bring back joy and positivity?
I always say that all emotions are good. All emotions are okay. Like if you are sad or reflective for a moment, that's all right. But consider joy as your home and other emotions as places to visit. Like after visiting other emotions, you return to your joy of home.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Gurdeep, for joining us tonight from Canada. We really appreciate having you.
Thank you so much for having me too. Thanks.
And we'll be right back. Thanks for watching. Click the red subscribe button below so you can get more of News Nation's fact-driven, unbiased coverage.